Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets have rallied for a fifth consecutive session after another choppy trading day. Dow up 307 points or 1.2% and reclaiming the 25,000 level. The broader S&P 500 jumped 33 points or 1.2% and moving back above its 50-day moving average. The tech-centric NASDAQ was up 1.6%. Thus far this week, the Dow and the S&P 500 are both up more than 4% and on track for their biggest weekly percentage rise since November 2016. The NASDAQ is up over 5%, which represents its best week since October 2014. A lot of US economic data out overnight, the main numbers being the producer price index, which increased 0.4% in January versus consensus expectations for a rise of 0.2%. The core measure also added 0.4% month on month to take the annualised rate to 2.5% and its largest increase since August 2014. Elsewhere, US industrial production fell 0.1% in January versus expectations for a 0.2% increase. Europe's main markets advanced, buoyed by some well-received corporate earnings results. Germany's DAX edged 0.1% higher, France's CAC up 1.1%. Airbus rallied over 10% after the plane manufacturer said it is starting to reap the benefits of higher production that helped it generate a higher than expected 2.95 billion euro in free cash flow before mergers, acquisitions and customer financing. Mining stocks once again continued to drive London's FTSE higher, rising a further 0.3% despite pound sterling climbing back above US $1.40. Base metals were mixed. Copper added 0.3% to just shy of $3.26 a pound and is on track to log its biggest weekly advance since November 2016, given the metal has rallied 6.3% thus far this week. Elsewhere, nickel rose 0.4%, zinc 0.1%, while aluminium shed 0.6%. The Shanghai Futures Exchange remains closed until the 22nd of February, and this is likely to reduce trading activity and increase price volatility. Spot iron ore markets continue to trade as Chinese commodity futures markets and mainland equity markets remain closed for the New Year holidays. Benchmark 62% fines edged just 2 cents higher to 78.43 a metric tonne in muted activity. Gold futures slipped $2.70 to $1,355.30 an ounce. All prices were mixed, WTI climbing 74 cents or 1.2% to $61.34 a barrel. Brent paired earlier session falls but still settled 3 cents lower at $64.33 a barrel. And US 10-year Treasury yields touched a fresh 4-year high of 2.944% before settling little changed around 2.9%. And the Aussie dollar is firmer against the US dollar this morning, buying 79.39 US cents. A light economic calendar ahead today, but focus will be on the Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe and his half-yearly testimony to the House Economics Committee in Federal Parliament.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.